The time has come for me to be gone. I have fought the good fight to the end. I have run the race to the finish.
Let's dance in style, let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies.
Philip simply loved cricket. His family, friends and fans.
Even though you are my little bro, you have taught me so much.
I'm standing before you today to show my love and appreciation for the big brother that I'll never forget.
I know it's crazy, but I expect any minute to take a call from him. I want to see his face pop around the corner.
I will miss his favourite sayings. I'm happy, Corey Island. I'm all team.
He who lives in the heart of so many never dies.
They always say you cannot choose your family, but I wouldn't want mine any other way.
Philip's spirit, which is now part of our game forever, will act as a custodian of the sport we all love.
Now it's time to say goodbye, bro. Take care. I miss you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you again for all the memories. I love you now and forever.
I know now it's time to say goodbye, but over the last few days I have realised goodbye isn't forever. Until next time, I love you, big brother.
We must dig in and get through to tea. And we must play on. So rest in peace, my little brother. I'll see you out in the middle.
The Grill Team with Gus, MG and Matty Johns. Gussie, a very big day for you. Yesterday you drove down last night from Maxville after going to the funeral.
Yeah, exactly. It was a celebration at the end of the day, but very, very sad. When Woody and I arrived on Tuesday afternoon, I think it was now, there was just a real sadness around the entire town. Wednesday morning sort of opened up and it had a bit of storm overnight and people sort of getting themselves ready. People putting green and gold ribbons up all around, trying to make the town look as good as possible because they knew how many people were coming to town.
Yeah, done the Maxville. The people of Maxville. Mate, well done all.
You know the thing about it, MG, is that he never turned his back on the town. Every opportunity he went back to the town.
He never forgot where he came from. I love that in people.
Exactly right. And he just bought a cattle farm, which he was going to do up with his dad, and he used to bore the boys to tears about cattle. He used to love that as much as he loved cricket.
Every speaker mentioned that at the funeral. He must have really gone on about cattle. All mentioned it.
And apparently he was very, very, you know, good as a cattle farmer, and he was as happy there as he was playing cricket. He used to spend a lot of time with his dad, and of course that's where his love of cricket came after he started playing cricket. He hadn't played a game of cricket until he was 10, and his brother couldn't get a scratch team together, and they had to forfeit the match unless Philip sort of filled in, and in the end sort of he got bribed by his brother to come and play. Batted number 11, got 25 and fell in love with cricket. Wow. And of course, the rest is history. But just an amazing bloke, and everyone had a story about Philip. Everyone spoke about him.
And well done to the father. What about the priest yesterday, who did a great job? And I was watching the priest, and I mean, he's watched by national television millions right across the country. And Father Michael Alcock, he was brilliant yesterday. He was so respectful and, you know, had little stories about Philip and stuff like that. So, and he would have been under pressure, as I said, those cameras trained on him. He was just brilliant.
You were telling us a story off air this morning about one of his early forays into the pub life.
Yeah, well, the Star Hotel is sort of a bit of a hub there. There's the ex-servicemen's club and the RSL as well, but the Star's right on the river there, and it's beautiful.
I've had a couple of beers there.
You've had a couple of beers there. Well, yeah, Woody Head's a lemonade drinker, but I had a couple of beers, and I was chatting to the lady behind the bar, and she sort of knew that we're out of town, and I was sort of I felt a little bit uncomfortable sort of going into their town and media and that sort of stuff. And she goes, no, that's fine, no problem. She goes, I've got a story about him. He said he first came in on his 16th birthday and wanted a beer, and he was trying to tell me that he was 18 and he could have a beer now. And he said, Philip, you got to realise that my daughter was at your 16th birthday party. I know you're 16. Mm. And then the 17th, you tried it on. And then the 18th, eventually, he got himself a beer. But that was sort of, he did it. He asked. He knew he was having a bit of a laugh. Had that sort of cheeky side to him. And
should have got some older kids to buy it for him.
Well, that's, yeah.
That's the Cessnock way.
Yes, it was stilts.
But it was really good. In this town now, there's going to be a private ceremony where they actually bury the body. And that's going to be just very close family and friends. And that's going to happen the next couple of days. Yeah, and nice. Then our cricketers need to go off and try to play a test match in Adelaide. next Tuesday. So they're all off to Adelaide now, and it'll be difficult to see how those blokes do that.
Heavy hearts.
But if they galvanise themselves and do it for Philip, I'd imagine it's going to be a very good performance.
Oh, poor India.
Poor India.
Yeah. Well, nice work, Gussie, and thanks for going up yesterday. It was good, good hearing from you there.
No worries.
The Chili Peppers now on the Triple M Grill team. It's 8:14.